What's up, Southwest, and welcome to our Game Informer. I'm your host, Callista Falarca, and we're here with our Southwest designers in training.
Hi, my name is Hi.
Hi, my name is Farhad.
Hi, my name is Jackie.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about sports games. How do you guys want to start off?
Have you had a chance to play, like, 2K, like, any recent 2K yet?
Yeah, the recent 2K.
Yeah.
The recent 2K, the 23, who's, like, the cover for it? Do you remember?
The cover? Oh, yeah.
I think it's Devin Booker, right?
The cover? No, I'm pretty sure it's... Yeah, it's Devin Booker.
Yes, because last year it was Luka.
Oh, yeah. Last year was Luka. I was thinking it was Luka.
But imagine how great of an honor it is to be on a cover.
No, that's sick. That's sick.
I think that's a really cool concept that,
I mean, if you think about it, to be on the 2K cover, you have to be at least in the current game.
To be an advertiser for the younger audience.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about it. You're like the last covers, it's like you have Dame on there, you have LeBron, you know, you got Kobe, you've had all these great players. So.
And, I tell you what, I mean, Michael Jordan was on the legendary cover.
Special edition.
That is the hardest, cover ever. It's like...
I mean, next year is 2K24, I think.
So it's got to be Kobe.
They should put Kobe on there.
It's going to be a guarantee.
You have to put Kobe on that one.
But yeah, it just related to, as a game.
But I do want to say, I feel like they missed out on a huge opportunity this year. They should have put MJ and LeBron on the cover of 2K23.
MJ and LeBron.
23. When you hear 23, who do you think about?
I mean, LeBron was 6, mind you, as a game. Yeah.
But I guess. Yeah. But he's 23.
Yeah. So, watching the playoff too, have you seen have you seen how accurate 2K is to real life?
No, the simulator?
Yes!
Dude, yeah, last year how they correctly picked the Celtics and they correctly picked
the Warriors.
The Warriors to make the
finals.
The
Warriors,
the Warriors to win. Uh-huh. Which is
they did it right. Hmm?
What did you think of that? Yeah.
I thought it was really amazing because, I don't know, it's a simulation to reality. How did they exactly guess? What will happen in the real world, based off a simulation in the game. It's AI.
AI.
It's AI.
You think it's scary?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is a bit scary, because if they guess this year's, champion, it would be crazy. So crazy.
I mean, who do you guys got winning this year, though?
The tendency, what? Okay, 2K, when I'm playing 2K,
I'm talking about the championship. Oh. What do you got winning this year?
In terms of, the championship, right?
And the NBA,
In the NBA, because I played 2K before, and to stay on the topic here, I would think that the Bucks would win.
The Bucks?
The Bucks or the Suns. Yeah, they have a really good squad.
I can't.
If Giannis come back.
Yeah, I was about to say, because he might not play today. Yeah, they might go down 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so you play 2K, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of the gambling aspect of it, the mind
team position. Yeah, to get the packs and all that.
You get you open up the pack. It's actually fun.
It is fun. I enjoy it. I'm not gonna lie.
You enjoying the thrill?
Because when you get something hella good,
opening a pack. It's similar to CSGO. Mm-hmm. Same thing. My system.
But you have better odds, yeah.
You have way better odds on 2K. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the rewarding system, you feel so satisfied when that card come out. It's
It's kind of addictive, too.
It's addictive, because for me, as a kid, before back in my Vietnam, right, I used to collect FIFA card. Not FIFA,
Oh my God,
soccer card, right? And it's a joy to collect one of those cards, yeah.
Nah, I get that.
Yeah, it's you show up to everybody, and you feel so proud of your accomplishment, yeah.
I remember doing that with football cards as well.
Oh,
those were fun.
Sometimes. Yeah, it just brought back to the ability. But I do admit 2K does abuse the system.
I mean, they are trying to make money. Let's get it.
I mean, $60 on top of constantly bombarding customer transaction.
I mean, 60 is a lot. I feel because they have they make so much money off their points.
They do put a lot in the game, because you see videos of them getting actual players to do their form drills just so they can accurate the game.
Yeah.
So they pay these players a lot too.
That is true.
They put a lot of effort in the game. I feel like.
Yeah. But 2K, it's as much as I used to hate the recent one, I think it's part of your childhood, because
100%.
It is such a good simulation. It's simulation games.
Same with Madden. I think everyone who's played
Madden, everyone played Madden.
I still remember when I got Madden 25. Man, on the PS3 in middle school, I come home. It's it was fun. And the thing is, I was obviously not good at the game, but it was your favorite players. Everything was fun.
It's these simulations only gonna get better. Games is always a simulation.
Always gonna get better.
I mean, not really. As in, they simulate how if a game is a simulation, it's gotta be closely matched to real life. You know,
I mean, it's realistic. Getting. I mean, considering they predicted the last year's
in terms of tendency, like mathematics, but in terms of like the physics too, you see like those demo video of like cars video, Unreal Engine 5.
It's
like the simulation is insane.
I heard car companies were using that, not like as an official test, but like they were looking at that to like base their test. It's actually insane how far it's gone. I'm not gonna lie.
It's like the same thing as like the NBA 2K testing their game. Like they test it based off like real players.
A tendency. Like what they would do. Numbers don't lie.
That's right.
Numbers never lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah, so like, you know, Ben Simmons, it's accurate. Accurate reflect how we'll be in real life.
Just like Stephen Curry, the greatest shooter.
The tendency to shoot is all high.
And Ben Simmons' tendency is to run around the rim and not shoot the ball.
Shoot the ball. That's just rather disappointing. And then it's just crazy to see your favorite player like on the game and you love playing him just to see him do the same thing IRL, you know.
Exactly.
Suck, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I mean, I would also just wanna just bring up, you seen the Oculus Rift with it's for boxing though.
Oh,
where you can like you have like kind of like gloves on and like you can fight and it's like it's actually decent training because you're doing actual motions. It's not a real spar.
Yeah,
you're not getting like
fighting fight.
It's not getting like I was using that, but it's not getting like the real pain aspect of it. But you do get tired with throwing.
I would say like when you wear the virtual 3D headset and when you're playing that game, sometimes it feels too real. Have you guys seen videos of those people like running into the TV? Because sometimes it feels so real. Yeah, and like they thought they were actually fighting someone.
Yeah.
My dream setup though, because like I drive, but I hate driving because it's like you gotta drive like you gotta drive. It's like a chore. Driving is a chore, but driving, racing game. It's different. Yeah.
It's different.
And then racing with VR on.
That's sick.
That is just sick. Pure sick. With the full motion.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Because it honestly, it could be the real thing.
But to be honest, to me, driving is just a pure, like, what's it called? Chore to me.
Yeah.
That you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then driving, when you're driving with the wheels and driving with like a headset, well, like, you know, you simulation.
The reason why it's a chore is because you don't got a crazy nice whip. Once you get a nice whip, like in the games,
that is
fun.
That is true. But still, regardless, it's like.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
You get able to do like fun stuff. It's like I want to go out and do it. It's like, well, that's why games are good. That's why simulation is so good 100%. Because they simulate your
You get fantasy, part of the experience.
Yeah, the experience that you weren't able to get in real life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
It's like one of the favorite hobby, anyway. Yeah, what do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, when you were talking about the boxing, I think that probably helps with form a lot.
Oh, yeah, I agree with
that. I know that there's a certain boxing studio that actually has enough money to afford those, and they use it for their younger, less experienced boxers to train them how to do the form and how to prepare, but also... not witness that pain aspect, like
that
you
is
said.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
But pain aspect
it's
could
important.
Be brought along, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
Because simulation, they have these body detection that can simulate, like, you know.
Like shock your body?
Yeah, shock your body. Yeah. Well, it's the same, yeah, shock your body.
Didn't you guys see, like, for, like, shooting games, they're, like, simulating a whole, like, vest. Like, if you get shot, you'll, like,
feel
and it'll actually, like, affect
hurt,
you.
Yeah. I say... It's actually kind of fun. And so you can tone down the pain.
It's more of a like tickling sensation. So like you can't.
You feel that. You
so
feel
you
that
feel it.
Shot.
So you can't like shoot it correctly because like.
It could create insensitive for players to play safe because you don't want to feel that pain.
Ah yeah, facts.
It create an immersion, extra immersion on it, without all the baggage of like you know.
Right, I've actually.
Of, like, actually experienced. So yeah.
Do you guys know the movie like Ready Player One and how?
Yeah.
And they have, like, the whole suit things where you can feel stuff. Like, I think that's definitely where, what's it called, VR is going.
You think it's
going
to be the future, though? Like, generally to be the future?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, for sure. There's like, a lot of money in it.
Experience is only going to improve and improve. What's the need to go outside, right?
That's scary, though, to think about. It's scary. Simulating basketball games and football games. Like, people aren't going to want to play anymore. And,
like, you just create young kids. Superstar.
Like, I'm talking about our kids, like, 20 years from now. Yeah. Like, what if they don't want to play real sports because they can do it at home? Like, that's a terrible problem.
And they can be as good however they want to be. All they do is just move the slider, which is kind of dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
It also ruins the social aspect.
The social aspect is important because...
I mean, think about it. If I can be Tom Brady at home, why am I going to go throw the football 5 yards?
Peyton Manning at home, what am I supposed to do? I can just flop.
Jason Tatum, if I can be shooting Jason Tatum on the court.
What do you want to be, Jackie? What do you want to be?
Who would you be?
Who would I be? I'll be Stephen Curry, bro.
Of course you'd be Stephen Curry. Make all the threes. Yeah, of course. Nah. Kind of boring, no?
I think we'll wrap it up here. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm Calista.
My name is Hi.
I'm Farhad.
I'm Jackie.
And we'll see you next time.